And we are back with Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. I am Kempton Bryan with Rod Schreckengast and Monique Donnelly. And this is our Exposed segment of the show, which we do each week, each and every one of our weeks with John and Mariana. Our Exposed segment is exactly that. It's Exposed for our young people, college, high school, more focused at the college area, but created by John and Mariana for Worship Factory. And we're still in studio, too. We've been Charles Kappelman.
We've got Charles here.
Mariana and Monique, but Mariana especially was so excited about when Charles, when you had an opportunity to come into the studio, she was so encouraged by
I was
you
so
coming
happy.
Over. She was so happy.
When we got the green light and can you come to our radio show? And you said yes, and I was like, yes, Charles is going to be there. So I don't know if I can... I relate to, I've got an old soul, so yeah.
Well, one thing about the entertainment industry is amazing is that it is still the same. I mean, in so many ways, it's still the same and processes, maybe the technology's changed and maybe the process in some ways, but it is still entertainment and it's still the arts and it still is, technology's advanced, you know, to where maybe today is the audio side of the world has changed as well as the video side of the world. But in the same time, it's still, the process still takes the same. You got to make it, you got to put it on, you got to air it, it goes live at a certain time and it goes off a certain time. So Charles, I think that my point in all that is to say that these young people are not facing anything any different, I think, today than what you faced probably growing up when you were 19 years old in your first gig.
My goodness. Right.
It's a lot of the sames.
Yeah, definitely. But I know that you have talked to us about, you know, what's in your heart about the younger generation, what you have to say about that.
Well, I think the most important thing for the young generation is to realize that the most important thing you can do in any job is to get along with other people, to get along with your coworkers, and to treat them nice. You don't need to apple polish your boss. You need to be nice to the workers around you.
John, I think you have to leave.
I can't stay here.
Yeah, you two are totally mean to each other.
We're like brother and sister. It's just meow, 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 meow.
Well, obviously in your career, you know, Charles, I think that also, too, you've had the privilege and also sometimes the difficulty probably in being with so many people because you've had to judge, like you said earlier, I mean, eight stages or whatever you were doing at one time and you're managing all of them at one time. So you've got, and I know on just one set alone is enough to drive you crazy. So, eight with these young people, you know, you're always dealing with younger people. What could you say to these young people also and, you know, what it's like in the entertainment business and what they can do to continue on in their goals.
Or to get ahead.
Well, the entertainment business is no different than any other business. Mm-hmm. You run up against problems just like you run up against a wall, mm-hmm. and you can't get over it, under it, around it, or through it. So what do? You ask the Lord to show you a way. Mm-hmm. And I'd have these problems when I was, senior vice president, and some problem would come up and there seemed to be no way in the world. And I'd think about it, I'd pray about it, and a half hour later somebody would walk through the door and make some cuckoo remark, and I'd say, that's it, that's the way to handle it. It was just a way that I'd never thought of.
By God, I've done it! Yeah. I've found it!
I didn't do it, but there is a solution for everything, and it's just a matter of taking the time, think it through, pray about it, and the solution will come to you. I'm convinced of this. But again, it's a matter of being nice to what some folks call the little people.
Mm.
Because when I gave tours through our studios, if we go through the carpenter shop, I'd say, see what nice work the carpenters do. And they loved that. Wow. They loved it. And so they were nice to each other. And, you know, if you go through graphic arts, it's the same way. Look what good work they do and all the areas. The people were kind to each other, and that's important. They were friends, and it was totally different from what it is in some places today.
Yeah.
And you're listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM, and I'm Kempton with Rod and Monique, and Charles Kappelman, along with John and Mariana as well. I'm interested to, you know, how those many years, because you have done it probably as long as I've been born, probably almost. I mean, you said 59 or 50.
Well, I worked for CBS something. For 50 years. And I worked in radio. Well, I have 70 years was wow. my total span.
That's what I was looking
in
for.
In the entertainment Amazing. Business.
That's awesome.
God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you for sure. Then when you retired, because obviously I would imagine even though you're as vibrant as you are today, you're retired, I would assume, as far as in this day.
Well, I retired on my 78th birthday 7 years ago, but I counted them up the other day. I've got 14 volunteer jobs. And I have with some other
yeah,
associations.
I was looking at you sent us your bio, and I was like, this guy's still running. Well, he's the Energizer Bunny.
Well, volunteer.
Like Third Tuesday is number 18 on
yeah,
the list.
Yeah, exactly.
It's just something you show up for. But the big thing, back to young people again, the big thing I would say is if you want to be in the entertainment business, take any job you can get. Don't hold out for this, because if you got a job in the mailroom, you get to take the mail around to all these different departments, you'll find out there are jobs you didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you will meet people that you didn't know existed.
Yeah.
And just be quiet, listen, and learn. And that's how you find out if there's a job over here, a job over here, and what you need to do to be in that job.
Yeah, and I think people who quote-unquote want to make it big, yeah. they get antsy, and they sort of go, oh, no, I have to get this job. I have to get this job.
Well, so that may not be the way to go at all.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we have a good friend that's an animator up at Disney, and he was telling John the other day, you know, start it anywhere as well, PA or anything you can, just to get
Absolutely.
In the door. And even teaching sometimes, I tell the young people, too, to just do it. Just go do it. And then be respectful of where you are. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I mean, I think it's all about people want to work with people they want to work with, not because That's right. they feel like they have to work with them. You know, I'd much rather work with somebody all day long that I want to be there with, even though it may be 50 hours, than I would be working with nobody or somebody right. that I didn't want to be with for 5 hours. You know, so I think that's really a really encouraging part. And you'll listen to Worshipper Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. You know, John's experience, too, is with Leno. What are your thoughts about that as far as pertains to your advice or Charles' advice as pertains to your life?
In regards to – that was like four questions. You're like, in regards to Leno and Charles and – I mean, everybody keeps telling me just to do it, but I didn't really hear necessarily a question out of that. But I think that everybody keeps saying to do the exact same thing, to do it, you know, to go take, even if it's the beginning job, the starting position, you know, it was like for me in football, you know, you always had to get down in the stance. You always had you had that starting position before you could go anywhere. And so that's what I kind of relate a lot of things to sports myself, but that's because that's what I kind of grew up in was sports all. Now I'm trying to go into the entertainment industry, which is kind of a little different field. But when you're 5'8", you're not going to be a football player in the NFL, that's for sure. Unless you're Rudy, and that was just Notre Dame.
So. That turned into a movie, so yeah,
that's
definitely.
Right.
But I want to ask you, Charles, any funny stories? Any, you know, I mean, you've worked for about 70 years. Any moments where you kind of went, oh my goodness, I can't believe it, or something just...
Well... I hadn't thought about that.
I know. I'm putting you on the spot here. Well, it's like, hey.
I don't mind being put on the spot. There are just a lot of funny stories. Just some of the people. Lucille Ball did an insert on the Ed Sullivan Show one day.
Yeah.
And they required her to ride into the studio on an elephant. And she was scared to death of it, but she did it anyway. So you saw her come into the studio and the elephant was coming in. The tears are running down her cheeks, but she's smiling, and she did what was necessary.
I'm having fun.
She did it anyway.
She did it anyway, and people loved it.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody loves Lucille Ball, but they love her more when she's on an elephant. So
that just sounds entertaining.
I saw Lucille the other day. It was incredible to be able to see her. Or Carol Burnett, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Carol Burnett. Oh. And Carol
you
Burnett
seen Lucille Ball? That would have been awesome.
I was dreaming. I was thinking of Carol Burnett at the same time because I love Carol Burnett as well. That's another person I think that is just
She's
really
the nicest
just
a, person we ever had.
Is that right?
And she put together a crew of writers and actors and people like this. She's a wonderful, wonderful person.
Yeah, I've always heard that about her. I mean, ever since her show back in the days. And I just, I mean, all those, that whole crew that she had around her, I mean, I don't think there's any funnier show really growing than the Lucille Ball show. I mean, it was really Harvey Korman and company was hilarious.
It was Carol Burnett.
Yeah, Carol Burnett, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's on the horizon for you now, Charles? What's besides volunteering your life for the next
18 million jobs?
Well, it's whatever the Lord wants me to do. I mean, I've got a much better life than I ever deserved to have. So, whatever the Lord wants me to do, I'm available to do.
Charles, if I could do half of what you do, well, that would be incredible.
You can if you think you can.
Yeah.
The Lord has given you more gifts and more energy and more resources than you realize. And I can't think of the scriptural reference for that now, but it's, you know, the Holy Spirit gives us all of these abilities, and most people don't use half of what they have available to them.
Yeah. So, you have been such a light.
Well, you're, I don't so know about exci- that. But
no, but we are so excited to have had you on this show. It was so great having you here.
Well, thank you.
And again, happy Independence Day on this 4th of July to all those that are out there. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your time with your family, friends, as well as the military people. If you actually see somebody that's walking by that's in uniform, please take the time to just say hello and thank you for their service. It's so honorable to be able to acknowledge them, those guys and those girls. They don't get it enough. So you are listening to Worship Factory on KKLA 99.5 FM. And again, happy 4th of July to all those that are out there.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Charles, for being in the studio. Really appreciate it. God bless you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Have a great week.